1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. A new Amazon facility is coming to Grand Junction. The Grand Junction Economic Partnership says construction is underway near the airport and expected to be complete later this year. Grand Junction City Council worked with GJEP on bringing in the Amazon facility, saying it'll provide jobs and further solidify the city's position as a regional hub for economic development. Colorado Parks and Wildlife aquatic nuisance species inspections are paying off. 8 boats at the Trinidad and Loma ports of entry have been found with invasive species, including one boat with its motor covered in quagga mussels at the Loma port of entry April 6th. 6 of the 8 contaminated boats had been at Lake Powell before arriving in Colorado. Grand Junction has a new mayor, Abe Herman, chosen by City Council last night to replace Anna Stout. Herman was mayor pro tem for the past 2 years. The new mayor pro tem, Randall Wrights. Both appointments are for one-year terms. The Associated Governments of Northwest Colorado launching a survey to find out what locals think about the Northwest Colorado Energy Initiative. The survey can be accessed through the AGNC website. It takes about 15 minutes to complete and covers 5 main categories relating to initiatives to benefit the region during the crucial energy transition time. A 3-year-old boy has died after falling into a pond in Montrose. The Montrose Press says it happened Monday morning at the family's property on Vernal Road. The coroner and sheriff's office are investigating. CMU making a big deal out of awarding scholarships to District 51 high school seniors. President John Marshall visited each high school yesterday with checks for more than $11 million in hand. The money represents 737 scholarships for students admitted to CMU or CMU Tech. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.